This week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pick up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on Listen Upper Left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show, and you can find us on Facebook these days. Search for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all those great little videos and photos and stories about animals. Some really good ones up there. And they make me chuckle even when I think about them. So check them out. And golly, it is the third Sunday of the month. So that means behavior training and healing questions or discussions with me. And then talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. Mediumship. Communications, feng shui, astrology, anything psychic and woo-woo, that would be Natasha Venter. And, of course, you can check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com. Intuitiveclarifications.com is her website. YouTube channel is Natasha Venter, and the letters IC, you know, for intuitive clarification. Natasha Venter, IC, is her YouTube channel. And I think, Natasha, you're still doing your podcast on Wednesdays at 4?
Yes. Yes, I am. Last week, it was a great show. And then this week, we're going to, I think Regan Forston is going to be on, and we're going to be talking about how we're programmed.
Cool.
And, you know, so I've been doing a lot of really deep look at whys, why things are happening, how things are happening, and I've been doing some great channeling too on my
Cool. So
shows.
you want to check that out at Natasha Venter IC
I
on
have
YouTube?
over 1,000 videos of different, like 2 minute videos just on the
Cool.
energies of the day, how to negotiate, and then I have my hour shows.
Great. So lots of stuff to check out there. And then I know when we were love training, you were doing some special stuff. And I think at one point you were holding the whole darn earth. Weren't you? Weren't you hogging the world? The earth?
Thank you for feeling that because I was totally, right there, sending it all around our world.
Yeah, Nathan and I are, on our, because we do great filters and stuff, and play with the love train stuff, and as we're sending the love around. But Natasha was actually holding the earth. So there we go. And I'm
I don't do
still wondering
all the
what
fancy
planet
stuff.
I'm on, because Nathan, you got nothing but blue sky and clouds down there.
Still
I'm still
looking
gray.
north, and it's gone from gray to very light gray, almost white. So
Yeah,
it's
it's getting a little
starting.
brighter up here, and I might be getting a titch of blue. So I'm beginning to think we are in the same universe, and maybe it's
Yeah,
gonna
I'm getting
be.
sunshine.
Maybe the
I'm
sun will
getting.
come out for, because you know what I do on Sunday afternoons? I scoop poop. Oh, that's one of my Sunday afternoon chores. I was policed the whole property anyway. So it's much more fun to do when it's not raining.
Well, not to
And
brag or anything, but I think I got the bluest sky in the area right now because if I look
I think you
south,
do
it
too.
is more clouds again, and then there's like this little opening of blue sky right over the Mercer Island, Bellevue area, probably Seattle too, from the looks of it.
All right, and I think apparently I think we got cut off. We were in the middle of discussion with you in the last hour, and before we had to go to the phones, and we were talking about you going back to Cincinnati and Tennessee and seeing your folks' new place because you haven't seen their new place. But anyway, something else that's going on that we didn't get to. So,
Yeah, well, TSA, don't freak out, but I am going to be stowing away additional persona in my suitcase as I'm going out to Cincinnati, and I'm gonna
well, now wait a minute. Are you saying you're hiding somebody in your suitcase?
there a persona. There is a additional going
Oh,
over, so.
okay. I'm getting a flash. Is Bigfoot going with you?
Yeah, Bigfoot is going to make a surprise visit to
So I was
see his
right?
Genevieve and Adelaide and the parents too.
Well, how
Is
fun. My
going
intuition
shipping
is
out
getting real.
Bigfoot to
My intuition's
Tennessee.
getting really good the right, these days. Then I got
That's part of
immediate.
this animal this alignment that we're doing is the it's the planets are aligning for us to be more intuitive, to
Well,
have that clear
it's
message.
working. I immediately when you said I got it. I mean, and there was anyway.
Are you gonna need me?
Well, you want to go in the suitcase too?
No.
Well, let's see how B Abby is going to react to Bigfoot appearing suddenly.
Oh.
'Cause, I'm not just gonna, change into the
Well,
Bigfoot costume in front of
Abby's
everybody.
sensitive, and Abby has some little quirky stuff.
She
So
is. She doesn't really like people in like big hats or anything like that, or she gets a little nervous around that sort of appearance. So we'll see what
well, if
happens
you
when I come
don't
out of a
okay.
bedroom or something like that from behind closed walls.
I would not do that to her. I would
Okay.
not do that to her. Okay. Remember, Abby is special. Okay. She's not a well, just, your folks aren't listening. She's not a well-bred border collie. I mean, she's not a show dog. And I mean, Abby's wonderful, but she's very sensitive and quirky. So you just come out of the bedroom in a Bigfoot fit suit, she just might lose it.
Yeah,
That's
and
what I'm
she has
thinking.
not seen you either.
Right,
She.
right. So after you're there, after she's, oh, my brother's here, I love you, love you, love, and on, and at, then at some point, bring her into your room or whatever, and you introduce her to the suit first. Okay? Let her sniff it and maybe give her some treats when she's looking at it and all of that, and then let her watch you put it on. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, make it easier for her. Don't try to, because if you will scare her or startle her, and with her sensitivity and being in a border collie suit, that could be traumatizing. So I'm just saying, Aunt Martha says, don't scare your dog.
And
Introduce her to the.
don't isolate her too while the event is unfolding.
No, but maybe before the event unfolds, you take her into the bedroom and you let her and maybe Bigfoot and Abby surprise everybody. Okay?
Okay, two
Rather
creatures
than
coming out of the room.
Right. So let her be part of the surprise. So just let her know what's going on first and let her see you put it on. And
Gotcha.
then maybe the two of you come in as a surprise. I just don't want her to be traumatized.
Yeah, I didn't want that either because I know that she would react if it was something like that.
Yeah, if she
So.
didn't understand, that could be upsetting to her. And you don't want to jeopardize your relationship with her and so forth.
Oh,
But
yeah, absolutely.
and you don't want her to hate Bigfoot. Bigfoot is pretty
No.
cool.
Speaking of
And
which,
she's
I
used
did
to
have
big she's
a.
used to big humans or tall humans anyway in her life. But anyway, I would just let her be part of it so that it's not upsetting to her.
Yeah. Footy's a good guy.
Is that what you're calling him?
That's what
Footy?
I had a name entry for, was Footy.
I like it.
Footy. Footy, that's not bad. All right, let's sit with that for a while. All right. Well, excellent. Excellent. Bigfoot is leaving the state.
Shipping
I
out
think
to
he had a
Tennessee for another good place with the wooded mountains and stuff like that, and the Great Smoky Mountains. Sounds like a good Bigfoot territory.
Well, and we'll have to send some
Well,
special prayers
actually, it is
for it.
Bigfoot territory,
Yeah,
so
I'm just thinking
I'm
about
just
the
saying.
Olympic Peninsula because that's our Bigfoot territory out here is the Olympic Peninsula.
Well, I drive by Bigfoot every time I go into town because there's one of those properties. It's past. It's closer to Monroe than the disc golf course, Nathan. Just so you know, but there's a house there that right on the road. They have it wired onto a big, huge tree, and it's probably like a 10-foot wooden cutout of Bigfoot, big brown Bigfoot, and so it's there permanently, attached to the tree. And then that Bigfoot gets dressed up depending on, like, for Easter, he had Easter baskets and Easter eggs and all that sort of stuff. And now he's gearing up for Memorial Day so that, he's getting the flags are coming out. Anyway, so we got a Bigfoot that celebrates every holiday or special day out here in Monroe.
Oh, maybe we'll need to set up something where Bigfoot appears.
Wouldn't that be funny? You could go stand next to that where that the kind the Bigfoot by the side of the road. You could go stand next to him. That
Yeah.
would be hysterical to watch people drive by and there's that. Yeah, that would be pretty funny.
Visiting the ancestors.
Oh, that's great. But all righty. So we're caught up then, and now we know that Bigfoot's. Well, and I was just going to say, I will say some extra prayers for you because flying is not something that I'd be real interested in doing right now. And I'm very glad that you're not going to Newark. So let's hope that the air traffic controllers and all of that are working well on the flights
Well,
that you're when you're flying.
and the weather too, because it's supposed
Oh, the
to be a
weather's
little
been,
bit
yeah.
stormy out there this coming week. So let's pray that it just stays calm up in the
Did
skies.
you hear the latest on that? I mean, it's just it's such a classic example of the fiasco we've got going on and the autocratic takeover of the government and the destruction from the inside out. I mean, this last week, that whoever the in charge person for this administration for FEMA, whoever has been put in that position, did you hear their statement this week? I don't have a plan for hurricane season. Do you remember the disaster in New Orleans?
And
When,
even more
and
recently, too, with Helene.
during well, during the Bush administration, though, when, FEMA was just majorly screwed up and was not doing a good job. What a disaster that was. That was C Katrina. Well, we're likely going to have some experiences like that. I mean, at least with, the head of FEMA is saying, we don't have a plan. What? And anyway, I would not want to be in the path of a hurricane or any big natural disaster right now. So anyway, well, think good thoughts because there's been some tornadoes and stuff, and there's been a lot of death with the storming going on in parts of the country, and that's back in the back more towards where you're headed, Nathan. Is the weather going to be decent next week when you're back there?
Just some isolated storms going on, and okay. Some are expected to. There's a little chance that it could potentially be severe for some of them, but I know they recently had what happened in London, Kentucky, or something, Tennessee, or whatever state it's in. They had a tornado go through that.
No, that was St. Louis.
St. Louis?
St. Louis. The tornado went right through the city of St. Louis.
Okay, because there was
another
one.
And that is extremely unusual. Hurricanes don't usually go through the middle of a city. They're usually out in the country or something. But I remember the reports on that it was extremely unusual for this tornado to go through right through the city.
Yeah.
And it caused a lot of damage.
Well, they also had another one that, if it's the same one or not, but it went through London, Kentucky, and right now the casualty count is 27, so pretty
and
fatal.
This is where, do you feel the energy building up? The angst building up, the worry building up, okay?
Yeah.
And this is where I'm going to step in, being who I am, honoring what's happening. But this is where I've been using the mantra, and I'm asking for divine healing on this. And I had Mary, I was channeling Mary, and she said that this is the reason why we gave Natasha this mantra. And she said these words, the I am, the statement that I am is asking. So it's that surrender. It's the laying of the hands out. I am asking for. And when she did the four, she did the prayer sign with the hands. I'm asking for. And she said divine. Divine is about that greaterness, the greater that can see, the greater that knows, the greater that is love, the greater that is divine, right? It doesn't matter what it's labeled. It's just what it is, right? I'm asking for divine healing, the moment of just breath on this. And she said, we did not want it to be labeled because this is bigger than what you think it is. This moment is bigger than what you think it is. This. I am asking for divine healing on this.
Okay.
And when we put it in surrender and acceptance and trust in that moment, I'm asking for divine healing on this, that I have witnessed that even though like the conversation might keep going, the angst may keep going, but there's something that unravels as it plays out.
I wrote that down. So I'm going to start using that for things. So I'll have a report for you next month, hopefully.
Thank you. Because it's not that it doesn't stop things, but I feel like that breath comes into it. It feels like that energy just kind of depletes. And there's no attachment to religion about it. It's all about the statement. I'm asking for healing on this, because sometimes even our emotions, I say this statement even when my emotions are high, because sometimes my emotions are bigger than me, right?
Right.
Especially grief, especially those moments. And this is where I have come in and like if my husband and I are in disharmony, I start asking for this. And I have witnessed that within an hour, half hour, we're back talking again with kindness and love for each other.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right.
Okay. And we're both in our second Saturn return. I'm in a 9-year, the universe is in a 9-year. I mean, it's like, it's a moment that, but, you know, this household is having, and this is my prayer.
Sorry, I got babies at the bar, Oh God, so much. There were so many months during the winter, I had zero, I did no Hummers at all.
Yeah.
But now I'm distracted all the time. And, you know, the babies don't have the same arguments that the adults do. You know, that's why they trust me and they like me and I can be right next to the feeder and they're fine. But they also will all come together at the same time. They just pull up a stool and drink away. It looks like those are Rufuses. Actually, and I've got a little sunshine, Nathan, coming out.
There you go. Hey. Finally, it's got out your way.
Yeah, finally it showed up here. And now it looks like I have two females that are there now. Rufus and maybe an Anna. Isn't that interesting? Two different species. I had a Rufus female and an Anna female. The babies are good together. And then there's a little baby male Rufus. They're the bright orange model. Oh God, he's so cute, but he's just teeny. Anyway, love the Hummers. Okay, it's the last hour of the show. We have to stay on time, and it's kind of getting to last call for phone calls here. So if you got something you want to chat with me or Natasha about, you better get on the phone now or forever hold your peace and all that sort of thing. And we've got to get to current events, and we've got a bunch of things to chat about. So if you'd like to chat with us, pick up your phone, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. We're taking care of advertisers, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. You can check her out at her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. Verticalenergyworldwide.com. She does the bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes stuff, and she works with us human animals. You can work with her in her office, which is in the Intraspace facility. That's the old Rainier Brewery next to I-5. And so easy access and lots of parking and all that good stuff. Or you can work with her remotely. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And she is just incredible for helping all kinds of stuff. Remember, she doesn't treat or diagnose. She just tunes into your body and does what it tells her you need. And she can help with all kinds of stuff. So check her out, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And you can call or text her if you'd like a free session. Oh, and if she's worked with you on the air, on the radio, that doesn't count. You can still have a free session with her off the air. So give her a call or text her for your appointment. 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And then, of course, remember me, the animal behavior therapist and dog trainer that solves dog problems real fast. And I typically only see my clients once for one marathon session and teach you everything you need to know, get everything under control for you, and then give you free phone follow-up privileges once I'm done with you. And it's a heck of a deal. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so write down my phone number, and if you or anyone you know has problems with your with dogs, give me a call. I'll talk to you for free. My number is 360 360-217-7258. All righty then. All right, Sue and Bothell heard us. That is where we are headed back on the phones. We're going to Bothell and Sue. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello, my dear.
Hi.
Hey, Sue.
Hi. So I'm calling mainly about Zoe, because I called last week and Dr. Nils tuned up the kitties because I was getting ready to go on a little mini vacation.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd never been away from the kitties overnight before.
That's right. This was the first time you were ever going to be away from them. So how did it go?
Well, my vacation was wonderful.
Okay, good.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know you've gone through a lot.
Yeah, thank you. So I thought things were pretty good when I got home. My roommate fed the cats and everything. But after I was home for like 3.5 hours, it was about 8:30, and I'd fallen asleep watching TV. I woke up, and Zoe was having a panic attack. Mm-hmm. So,
what's explain that to me? What does that look like? What's a panic attack with Zoe?
That's like I smelled like poop, but she was running around the living room and she was pooping and stopping and licking her bottom and her tail was twitching, and she did that a few times, and then she ran over to the window underneath and pooped there. Huh. And I couldn't find her other poop till the next day, but I found it. So she gets that way sometimes, and I don't know if it was maybe the separation anxiety or...
Mm-hmm, She held her breath. My dear, I'm sorry for interrupting that. It was kind of like holding her breath. I had a dog that she wouldn't go to the bathroom until I came home. So,
well, I was wondering, because kind of what I was getting, Natasha, and you're better, but when you were talking, when Sue was talking about, you know, the running, I smelled poop, and then she's zooming, and then behind the couch she goes, kind of the sense I was getting, maybe, Natasha, was you tell me what, if you're this, you mean that. She hadn't pooped well while Sue was gone.
No,
and that's what you mean by maybe
held
she was holding her poop like holding her breath. And then now mom's home, so blow out because I can relax.
Yeah, you're safe. Okay.
Yeah.
I just
so it wasn't
like,
really
was
a panic attack.
You.
It was more a release of the energy she'd been holding her breath on. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of
exactly.
what?
Exactly.
Does that make sense to you, Sue?
Yeah, she looked panicked. I mean, because when she runs...
Well, it might have felt panicky to her, you know.
Yeah, okay.
To not be able to control the poop coming out. But now, I don't know, Sue, you say your roommate is there. Does she police the cat boxes while you're gone? Would she have known if Zoe had done any pooping while you were on vacation?
I don't think so. This is the first time he's ever done them.
Well, that's right. You never usually go anywhere. But it sounds, is that what you're picking up? So meaning when you said, Natasha, she was holding her breath, it was more like she was holding her poop while mom was gone.
Yeah.
You know,
she's just holding. She's held you through she's held you through so much. And she holding you, she loving you through what you've gone through these last couple of years. Then she's, you know, and then you left. It was like, I can't hold you when you're gone, even though she was holding you when she was gone, you were gone. But it was like a different kind of holding.
Right.
And so she knew then when you came home that you were safe. And so she could basically let go. And that's usually when there's stress in the body. Even in us, sometimes our body reacts in a I don't want to call it an explosive way, but sometimes we like may get, you know, feel like we're going to get sick. We may have body, you know, coming out the other way. We might have a migraine. We might have just like that cold feeling, the feverish feeling. You know, we may have our body reacts with stress in many different ways. And I get that this is part of her interaction of her stressful moments Because you said that she's done this before. So what I would do is I would look at when she did she do this before? Was it like that 10, or was it like that 5 to 10 to 24 hours after a stressful moment in your home, or that kind of thing?
Okay. I'll think about that.
So, but how is Zoe now, Sue, after she had this little zoom around and poop all over? Does she seem back to normal or what?
She's much better. She's a little bit more clean, maybe.
Yeah, discombob she's a little discombobulated, and then actually, and two, I want to remind people that we went through a big energy shift this last week.
Oh, that's right. So that would
We
have
went through a
interfered
huge, I
with
mean,
this
it
whole
was
thing.
huge. It was huge energy
Okay.
shift, and so animals are going to interact with that differently. And so if you were traveling at the same time this was coming going on, and so there was a lot of uncertainty in the animal field, and including us two-leggers.
But it sounds like, Sue, that it was a reaction. She was kind of holding her breath while you're gone, and that was, holding on to poop, and then you got home, and then she's relaxed enough that all of it comes out. I would, if you say she still seems a little agitated, when you have time, sit down with the kitties and talk to them about your vacation. Okay, how we talk all the time. You just talk to them, and as you're talking, you imagine it all happening in your mind because they get the pictures. So you can't say, "Oh, remember I was gone for 3 days or 5 days." You talk to them in lights and darks, days and nights. But tell them, kitties, I'm so grateful that you let me go on vacation. Okay, and it was such a wonderful gift. You could say something like I don't it was really wonderful, and what a great Mother's Day gift for you to give me, to give that I got to get away. And then tell them if you drove or you flew, how you got where you were going. Then imagine where you were and show them what you did. And then you slept a night, and then you did this, and then slept another night and did this, and then I came home. But talk to them about your trip and how wonderful it was for you, and that you miss them dearly, but you're so glad that your roommate was able to take care of them and all of that. And then you could say, now Zoe, I'm not happy that you were so tense and holding your energy while I was gone. So if I ever have to leave again, let's talk about it ahead of time so you know that it's a real easy thing to go through, and that I'll only be gone a short time and come back if it happens again, but we'll talk about it. But anyway, I would just have a conversation with them and share with them the vacation, and that might make a difference in helping her settle down with this.
Yeah, I just didn't know if she'd need her medication, if she was on the right dose still, or if that would have helped
Ride
with
this
that
out
at
for a
all.
little bit.
And what
Ride this out.
medication are you talking about?
That Kitty Prozac.
Right, okay. Yeah, but you
Ride.
don't normally adjust the dosage on that stuff, Natasha, don't you? It's a
Well,
regular
we talked about
dosage.
it last show. We talked about it
And I
along
don't
the
remember
way.
the details, so.
But I would say, don't change anything through. Just remember, you breathe. I'm safe. I'm safe. We're all safe. Start using that language in your body and that energy. And then, if things don't change up, let's say in the next 2 weeks, have Nels work on her. Do that kind of thing before you go in and shift up the meds.
Yeah,
Yeah,
because
we talked
normally you
to the
don't
vet first.
change those psychotropic drugs. You don't change the dosages. They stay on the same dose consistently. And you don't, up and down it for other reasons, unless there's something going on I don't know about. But the best thing, is always have Nels do a reset. And when she did hold, we know that she held the poop for so long, that probably would interfere with her nervous system balance and that fight flight stuff. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to have Nels reset her.
All right, thank you so very, very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'm just so happy that you were able to go away and feel good about going away, my dear.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
good
Yeah,
vacation.
congratulations. Congratulations.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue, for
okay.
calling.
That was
Animal
huge.
World.
I know. I know that was huge. So, yay.
God bless. All right.
Love
bye-bye.
You. Bye.
All righty. Now, I think, and so that we don't, I don't go off on a tangent and we run overtime since it's the last hour, let's go ahead and take care of advertisers. We can come back and get in current events. And then I got a bunch of stuff about, you know, the hummers and moles and bugs and birds and bees and what the heck's going on. And it seems like things are starting to come back to well, I'm not sure, but I want to talk to Natasha about it. So anyway, stay right where you are. We're going to do advertisers. We'll come back with current events, and then we'll discuss the current state of the animal world around Martha. All right, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center. It's now in Shoreline in her home, so it's easy access, easy parking, and what an incredible healing experience with the sound healing, the gongs, the chimes, and then the acutonic fork treatment. I think it's much more powerful than just the needles acupuncture. You know, the acutonics is tuning forks on acupressure points, and boy, is it really powerful. You can check Jude out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call. She can work with you in person or remotely, and her number is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or this planet, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, if you are interested. And of course, we heard Natasha. And we talked about it a little earlier. You can check Natasha out at her website, which is intuitiveclarifications.com, or go where all the good stuff is, and that's on her YouTube channel, because she's got that cram full of all kinds of stuff.
I do.
Natasha Venter, the letters I and C. Natasha Venter, IC, for Intuitive Clarifications. Natasha Venter, IC, on YouTube. That's your, and you do your regular podcast. That's where you find them there. You do 4 o'clock on Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays,
so
yes.
Those are an hour podcast. But then you said you have all kinds of other little video clips and stuff. And
short
all kinds
little
of,
videos on
all
grief,
kinds of stuff.
On the energies that we're walking through, how to negotiate the full moons, the new moons. There's just some insights on just and dealing with the emotions that we have and, you know, those little hints that are we're walking through at the moment that we are.
All righty. Okay. So we are kind of all caught up. So I've got to check off the things I want to check on you with you, Natasha. You know, we've talked on and off about what's going on with, you know, the animals and bugs and stuff. Through the winter and this early spring, and so it seems to me that everybody's kind of off schedule, and some things are happening earlier, some things are happening well later. Sometimes there's not. Anyway, it's that kind of just seems to me that that's kind of what's going on, Natasha. That it's kind of weird because now it's got me wondering: did I just expect things too early? But I don't think that was the case. I just think it's different. But anyway,
well, like I was saying, like I was saying last time I was on, like the birds weren't here yet, and I had to remind myself: is it because I'm thinking that things should be sped up and they should be here earlier, or what's going on? Things are just a little bit different, and you know. Something has changed. I mean, we've got, like, I know in our small town here that we've got a lot of new building going on. So there's been a lot of environment, trees that taken down that used to be there. So birds are having to look for different homes. And, you know, we're coming into where things are just changing up. And, you know, in you know, the little baby hummers and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And see, I did have, you know, trees taken down on this property. PUD, you know, takes things down on the road and, you know, you don't really have a choice. It'd have to go down because they could, you know, mess the wires up. And that did change the energy a lot. But the birds were really late coming in this year.
Yeah, they were.
Where the heck they are. Now, they seem to be here now and they've been here for a while. But the really weird thing is, there's nobody on the ground. They were all in the trees, only in the trees. You know, and usually once the varied thrushes leave, because they're the ones that are here for the winter, and then the robins come back in, they're spring and summer, but then they leave in the varied thrushes left. Robins came back, but I'm used to, I normally could look out any window and see robins on the grass somewhere, you know, doing their little pick something up and then listen and then take a few steps and grab something and listen. And nothing. Nobody on the ground, but in the trees and stuff. And then the weird thing was that the rufous hummingbirds usually come in middle to late spring. So like now or, you know, around.
And they've already had, and a lot of them have
but
babies
they
already.
Came way early.
Yeah.
They came like in February.
Time is changing.
They went off, they nested, and my roofies are back with babies. So the one question I wanted to ask, now when the rufuses came back with babies, the Annas came back with babies, and they've been gone since the middle of winter. And that's really weird. But so now I have an Anna family and a rufus family. They seem to be getting along a little better than normal. I mean, usually the rufuses are quite aggressive. You know, at any rate, they seem to be getting along a little better and the babies all get along. But I'm wondering, since the roofies did this so early, they don't usually leave. But of course, who knows if it's going to be usual, nor, you know, till September, first part of September, end of August, first part of September is when they start their migration back. At least that's when they left last year. So I'm wondering, I think they have time to do a second batch. this year. Do you think
there
might be a second batch this year for these hummies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that sounds good. But then everybody's back. I saw for the now. You know my mole situation. This has just been the bizarre because I used a gopher hawk and got mom and dad moles last year. But then there was already somebody born who took over. I never caught that one, but I put in a gopher hawk in the track where I caught the parents, and then the moles went away and they disappeared and they've been gone for several months now. And it wasn't like they moved off the grass and were out in the perimeters of the property where I don't care. There was just no activity anywhere, and I was really convinced they're completely gone. Same things to be happening around, but similar things. Talking to Cindy, who's a little northeast of me, birds came late. Nobody on the ground. They're in the trees there. No mole activity.
The vibration of the planet is changing.
So her moles and birds doing the same thing that are going on here. A lot of talk on the Nextdoor app about who, where, all of that sort of thing. But I've got no mole. And you said leave the gopher hawk in the ground for a couple more weeks before I pulled it out, which I did. And then when I mowed, I left it out. No activity until Friday. Friday, I go into Seattle, so I usually do. When I get home Friday, I see a little suspicious. There's a little bit of mole pops up on the perimeter of the dog yard. So it's like somebody's coming back in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was Friday. Not big enough to do anything about. But what I did immediately was put that gopher hawk back down to the track that where I caught the parent. Just put it on general principles in case that anything to do with them leaving. I'm sure it's probably coincidence at this point, but I did that Friday evening when I got home right away, put it in the ground. There's been no more activity since then. So I don't know if that, does that have anything to do with it? Or is this just coincidental because these moles are just starting to come back in? Oh, and the other thing was that Saturday morning, I saw the first robin on the ground getting something out.
What I'm getting, Martha, because we got a call and it's
right,
the end
we want
of the
to
show,
get to that.
That our Earth is rumbling a little bit. The plates are moving a little bit. So when things are in the ground, they're feeling that vibration.
Oh.
That Earth, and it's not an earthquake. Like we're gonna be getting some that we can feel, some that we can't. Like the other day, I was like, did we have an earthquake? But I don't know if there was, I didn't check to see on if there was any report on, you know, like Googling, did we have an earthquake in the area? There's been a couple times where I felt like the earth shimmered just a little bit, not enough to say an earthquake, but just shimmered a little bit, like maybe a 2 point something or something like that. So we're having those earth movements, and that's adding a different vibration in the planet onto our earth. So we're going to have things interact with the earth differently for a little while until the plates settle down and
okay,
you know, things are happening, you know, as we change, the earth changes, as we change, the cosmos changes. So it's like that breath in, breath out moment.
All right. Okay. Now I know we've got to get to our last call here, but we're not going to run any music, but I'm just going to take a quick look here at current events and see if there's anything pressing that you need to know about. I don't have a report. There was nothing this morning from Tuxes and Tails was yesterday and how much money they earned. There may be still some summer camp availability at Seattle Humane. So if you got kiddos and you want to do that, you better check in with them. Let's see. Prepare and mark your calendars for Meow's big deal, which is their annual Fine Wines and Felines 2025. They're calling it Fairy Tales Celebrating Storybook Endings. And that's on Saturday, June 21st, is the in-person, you know, at the Bothell UW campus. There'll be an online auction from June 9th to June 22nd. Then we've got Puchella coming up June 7th in Marysville. So you can check that out. And then, Nathan, there is a Bark in the Park at Funko Field Tuesday, June 10th. And that's where, you know, we've gone. But I said last week when you were gone, because I announced it for the first time last week, I had to say that, unfortunately, Robbie's bark in the park.
It's going to be a little bit
Abby
lonely
went
up
to Tennessee.
There.
So it's kind of, I said, I had to tell everybody, I don't know that there's going to be any bark in the park for us this year.
Well, we could always bring along Tank.
Well,
Tank
if we could
really
get, yeah,
well.
Tank to go. Tank came once, but anyway, Robbie's partner in crime at Bark in the Park, Abby, moved to Tennessee, so who knows about that. Anyway, so that's what's going on current events, and let's quickly head to Bellevue, because we definitely want to check in with Diane. So Diane, welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you. Just checking in to see if Natasha could connect with Theo.
Yeah, you sound better this week. We talked to Diane last week, and remember, and if you weren't here with us last week, the really sad news is that, you know, Diane calls in often about her kitties, you know, Theo and Whiskers. Well, Theo, mm-hmm. you know, had to cross Rainbow Bridge, and that was a toughie
hugs
for
to
all.
You, my dear.
Yeah, that was a toughie for all of us. Nels and Linda were able to do some work, you know, with Diane and with Theo last week and felt like he was doing well. But really, Natasha, we want you to check on our boy Theo and how he's doing.
He's doing well. I feel like he's breathing better. I feel like he's really breathing better, and his movements are freer, and you know, he's out of body. So he's out of that cosmic story of what his body has been. And he's enjoying, but I want to say that you probably feel him walking around your house, because he's you know, he's really supporting you. And you
are
know,
you able to feel that, Diane?
I do. I felt like that he's been there off and on. And I think Whiskers senses him as
yes.
well.
He walks mm-hmm. I was going to say he's there for his buddy.
Yeah, see, Whiskers, you know, the other animal suit would be more in tune with this than us humans.
Yeah.
But so Theo, because see, what happens is they leave their body and they go off there. And at this level of evolution, it's easier for them to deal with their stuff on the other side and then come mm-hmm. back and hang out if they want to. Us humans have accumulated a lot more karma and stuff to work on.
He's saying, I feel like I'm about 3 to 4 years old right now.
Oh, wow.
So
awesome.
He's feeling that movement and that breath, but he's sticking around for a little bit to help you through the grieving process. And he's helping you move through that story. And he wants you to know, thank you for being a good mama. Thank you very much for being a good mama. You were the best. You helped me through so much, and your patience with me through my transitions and my stories. You know, you did a good job, Mom. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, so sweet. And I'm glad he's hanging around some, because I sure miss that guy.
I bet. Yeah. And you know, it's like right now, as our animals, like I've said before, when animals pass away, it's the ending of a transition for us. And so it's time for you to kind of step into who you really are, my dear.
Yeah, and now let's, while we've got you, Natasha, and we still have a couple minutes or so, you know, Whiskers is the kitty left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How's Whiskers feel to you?
Whiskers is grieving. Whiskers knows what's happened. He knows what's happening.
So he does understand.
What's happening.
All right.
How old is Whiskers again? He's on the older side, right?
Well, Theo's on the other side, but they were littermates, so they both will be 14 the end of this year in December.
Yeah.
So Whiskers is the kitty left behind that's still with Diane. Yeah. Theo's mm-hmm. the one that's passed that's on the other side.
Yeah.
I just wanted to check on Whiskers. Now, Courtney, Whiskers got tuned up with, you know, Dr. Nails last week and so forth. But just on from your perspective, if he's doing okay. But you said Whiskers is grieving. Which
he's
makes
grieving,
sense.
And he's you know, it's almost feeling like one of those old marriages, you know, where you know, people when they're together for a long time, you know, there's that transition that happens. So. My love is with you, my dear, as these transitions are happening for you.
But just know Theo's hanging out to help both you and Whiskers through this transition.
Yep.
So
exactly.
That's a good thing. That's a good
sending you much love, my dear.
All right, Diane, we gotta run.
Okay.
But thanks,
thanks for getting in
and calling. All righty, God bless.
Thank you so much.
My love is with you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, okay. Another 3 hours gone in almost a blink of an eye. It's but anyway, Natasha, thank you so much.
It's
been wonderful. Nathan, thank you, and we hope you have a wonderful vacation. You and Footy on the road. Although I'm not so sure Footy is going to be enjoyed being stuffed in a box.
Let's see how the cargo hold treats him.
Yeah. Well, you know, if the plane starts shaking, you know, we know what might be happening. And then next week, it's the last Sunday of the month, so that means Encore Sunday. I get to go to church, and Encore show will be a repeat of our last healing show, so with Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen. And if you listen, just follow along with Linda and her instructions, you can get a surrogate healing again or for the first time by listening to the show.
Yeah, I do that
week.
A lot when I'm listening.
Yeah, yeah. So tune in for a surrogate healing next week, and then we'll be live again the 1st of June for Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. So it looks like it's going to be a nicer little dry afternoon. If you're in the Bellevue area, you got sunshine. If you're here, you got clouds. But anyway, let's all have a great, great Sunday afternoon and a good week. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll be here again next week. We'll be right back.